Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's been a long time coming, and Boston Bruins fans are celebrating the team's first Stanley Cup win in nearly 40 years.
Feels great!
Feels awesome! Woo!
Feels awesome. 40 years in the making.
I mean, besides the Red Sox, you've waited so long for this, and you had the heartbreakers the past 2 years, and this is just amps it all, and it's amazing.
I love all of them, but this one's the best. Next one's going to be the best, too.
Yeah!
The Bruins down the Canucks 4-0 last night in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Vancouver. It was their third win in a Game 7 in this playoff run. Goalie Tim Thomas, who stopped over 200 shots in the series with the Canucks, won the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoff MVP. WBURs and the Bruins, we should say, are in the air this morning, and Bill Littlefield is on the air joining us in the studio now, watching and covering the Bruins for many years here to talk about the game last night. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bob.
Given that the Bruins struggled in Vancouver in this series, did you feel confident last night going into the game that they were going to pull out this Game 7 win?
I don't think anybody could feel confident, and I don't think anybody could feel sure of what the result would be. This has been an absolute crazy final series, and the entire playoffs have been very crazy. For three of these series to go to a seventh game, pucks tend to bounce in unpredictable ways. It's the nature of the puck. It just all worked out for the Bruins, and it's very exciting. It's great fun.
What did they do last night that they absolutely needed to do in order to seal that win?
You're going to hear a lot of different answers to that question from different people. My answer is they scored first. They put Vancouver on their heels. Suddenly, Vancouver is thinking, uh-oh, we've always scored first when we've played here at home. We've been absolutely invulnerable playing here at home. The Bruins take a lead. Then they get that second goal, the crazy goal where they get a score without having to take a shot, where two guys go sliding into the net and the puck follows them in. Usually what happens is a defensive player rips the net off the post and the referee blows a whistle before that kind of thing can happen. And I think at that point, both Vancouver and Boston just knew it was the Bruins' night.
How crucial was Bruins goalie Tim Thomas? Sure, he was named the MVP, but he was pretty much the closest I think I've ever seen to being a human vacuum cleaner on the ice.
Absolutely true. He was, without any question, the right choice for series MVP. He was consistent. He was steady. Even after the earlier series where he had given up five goals per game to Tampa a couple of times, it never seemed to bother him. He was smiling. He was earnest. He was ready to play as well as he could possibly play. And I think what you said is completely accurate. There was a sense, looking at the Vancouver players last night, they're kind of shaking their heads. They outshot the Bruins. They came out, you know, offensively stronger than the Bruins even last night at the beginning of the game, and they just couldn't put the puck past him. And eventually that gets into your head. You sort of wonder, what do I have to do to put the puck over the line?
You know, it couldn't be, it could not have been a better decade for Boston sports fans than this last decade. The Patriots winning the Super Bowl several times, the Red Sox winning the World Series twice, the Boston Celtics returning to be NBA champs a few years ago, and now the Bruins.
Absolutely. The producer of Only a Game, Gary Wallach, mentioned the other day, oh, well, now the only team that hasn't won a championship recently is the Patriots. That's a pretty funny thing to be able to say at this point, as successful as they have been in the recent past. But, yeah, it's true. Now we just need the revolution to come through for us.
Well, there you go. If you look at history, Stanley Cup champions can come in bunches. The Canadiens, the Oilers, the Detroit Red Wings. Do you view this Bruins team as set up to have continued success?
I think it's way too early to worry about that. We haven't even had the parade yet. Let's let them celebrate this Stanley Cup before worrying about Stanley Cups to come. I think especially when you're talking about a team with so many guys who are veterans. Thomas himself, 37 years old. A lot of guys who've been around the block a few times on this team.
And Recchi last night, second person to hold the cup, retiring after last night's game, so a terrific night for
retiring
him.
Retiring with the cup, third time he's won it, and he's, I think he's got enough years on him so we don't mention it anymore. I think he's one of those guys we don't talk about his age, isn't he?
We should say that at City Hall this morning they're working on details of the parade, and we'll let you know when the parade is and where it's going to go just as soon as we find out. Bill Littlefield, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Bob.